Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I actually am bringing back Mr. Steve Pierce this week because we didn't finish last week, Steve.
That's right. Mention that.
And so the information he gave us on tax freeze and all the other stuff, we just didn't get through my list. And Steve's a wealth of knowledge in Putnam County. And Steve, thank you for being back. I appreciate you taking 2 weeks out of your time, or 2 days and 2 weeks out of your time to be here with me and just talk about county government and what's happening in our legislature that affects your office, and your office directly affects the people, right?
Right.
Because you are the assessor of property.
Right. No tax. I'm not the tax guy.
You're not the tax guy. Yeah. We talked about that last week. He's not the tax guy. He does not make your taxes go up. The county commission votes on those tax rates. So we talked good stuff last week, but as we were going, we were talking about sales ratios and those values, us missing out on values because of sales ratio. Steve, it was last year, really. Was it last year that there was a push for your association, the Tennessee Association of Assessing Officers and County Commissioners, to maybe halt or slow down the impact that the sales ratio has on counties because counties are missing out on revenue because of a sales ratio that's existed for 50-something years? It just never was a big deal until real estate prices started going way above the price value,
yeah,
right?
Right.
When is it? Last year, I guess it really.
Last year was yeah, it's probably started a couple years ago, but last year was a big year for a lot of counties. We're under the sales ratio, and maybe I hadn't thought of this, and we'll do what you want to do. It's your show, but maybe we all talk about what sales ratio is.
Let's do it. You talk about the sales ratio because I do want to be clear what we're talking about, what a sales ratio is in Tennessee, and what's that mean for county government.
You know, it's just a relationship between the sales for that year, for any given year, and the appraisals. We are locked into the values per square foot, per acre values that are entered in our system for reappraisal. We are locked in. We're locked in for 5 years because we have a five-year time on reappraisals. Our county's chosen that years ago, and we've stayed with that. But it's just the relationship and the difference. It's a calculation to figure out what that difference is. Last year, we were 25.9% lower in our appraisals versus the sales. We can't raise them because if we raise the sales price on our end for our appraisals, try to get them close to sales price, then we get audit findings. We cannot do that. We get emails sent out all the time. Do not chase sales. Try not trying to get to a sale price. You have to stay with those values. It's like you have to value the house today like it was built in 21, which we know is dramatically different, which is an old law, and I think that needs to be looked at. Of course, Tennessee as a whole is seeing the values as real estate really dramatically just out there. I mean, they're higher than most of the locals would pay for it, but they're locals having to do the same thing of people moving to our state right now.
So let's do an example.
Okay.
Let's say my house was valued at $200,000 in 2021.
Uh-huh.
I sold it in 23.
Mm-hmm.
Last year at $400,000.
Right.
That's double what it was valued at. And
That
will affect the sales ratio, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll take the appraisal divided by the sale, and that'll give you a ratio.
Which is 50%.
That's 50%. We would have to stay with whatever was on it in 21 would have to stay there.
Right.
Unless you added on, or there's something that was found that wasn't previous on a record. It has to be something physical you can touch, like a basement, a pool, something like that was added, or a sunroom, something like that was added. So it would have to. That's what the sales ratio is.
But let's say I didn't add anything, pool or garage or basement, nothing. It's that value on the tax card on your the tax roll and the assessment will be the same as it was in 21 until your next reappraisal
in
26.
That's right.
And the sales ratio is saying, well, we got to equalize that because it sold at $400,000, and that benefits business owners that have personal property tax returns they do, and that benefits utility companies that have power lines and right-of-way and have their buildings for operation. It lowers their amount they're paying in to make it equal and fair for them as a taxpayer.
Right.
Because the equal and fair for the property owner taxpayer is reappraisal.
That's right.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there a better way to say it? If there is, you can say it.
I know. I don't think so. It's just an equalization rate to equalize these public utility properties that are assessed by the state of Tennessee, and then also the personal property equipment you use for your business because there's no sales in them. So there was, I guess it probably stemmed. There was a law created from a lawsuit that was years ago in the 70s. And it brings that value down of that appraisal down for those properties there we just mentioned, and it's a considerable amount for this, for Putnam County.
Yeah,
I mean those two things, type properties bring in a lot of money, so it's an impact on our county. It's an impact on any county, to be honest.
Yeah, and as we said last week, the county missed out on $1.2 million,
yeah,
roughly,
right, right,
in revenue for property taxes, and that equaled at the time almost 5 cents on the tax rate, I guess. The penny value is 226, so almost 5 cents on the tax rate.
Yeah.
So instead of raising taxes almost 19 cents, they could have raised it, you know, 14 cents.
That's right. That's right.
But that's state law. We're not here complaining or saying it's somebody's wrong.
That's right. It's just law.
It's just law. So, however, last summer, and maybe really spring, Steve, I remember going to the Tennessee Association of Assessing Officers regional meetings.
Right,
and Will Denami. And are you the president this year?
I am not. I'm the vice president, but I will be president in 25. I will be the president of our statewide association.
Yes, and that should be noted. Putnam County's property assessor, Steve Pierce, will be a president of a statewide association starting next year. So we went to those meetings last year, great information, and that's really, I think, where the push came from not only assessors but commissioners that attended.
Well, even the comptroller's office, office really behind this bill to enable us to be able to do more frequent reappraisals to get away from that ratio, and they were pushing the bill. I mean, that was their baby, really. We were behind it, sure. And the Mayor Association, I think, was behind it. County Commission Association was behind it. So there were several groups behind it.
Yeah, and I don't work for the comptroller's office, but I have worked with them for 19 years. And I can tell you they never want a county missing out on money.
Yeah.
They always want the counties and cities to be able to access as much money as they can.
Right.
And so that's why they started pushing this, because they knew the sales ratio analysis would lower the amount they can capture or receive from property taxes. So these discussions were happening with everybody at the table. Legislation was introduced just this year, a few months ago, to change. And you just said it. The comptroller wanted y'all to be able to have reappraisals more frequent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the legislation looked like this. Instead of having an option for 4, 5, and 6 years reappraisal, the comptroller and the assessors association looked at doing 2 years, 3 years, and 4 year reappraisal.
I'm not sure, but I kind of think in the law it may have been 1, 2, and 3, and 4.
Okay.
Even starting with 1, I think that was available maybe. It was indexing. You could go to a 4-year reappraisal, but you could index, which means you would look at certain home classes that were selling over 10% difference ratio on certain, and you would adjust that just like a type classification. You would adjust that classification of home annually each year. There's several different. It gives some opportunities to be able to do that. And remember, reappraisal is revenue neutral. The tax rate would have to come down each time we do a reappraisal. Now, it does not mean everybody pays more taxes than they were paying. It could if you're above that annual percentage of increase. And that's all about reappraisal. I know I don't want to get into all the reappraisal, but.
Well, I mean, but it's worth saying that, you know, the reappraisal legislation, and actually, and this is my opinion, back in February, March, looks like it had some traction.
Really had some traction. And there was a fiscal note and put on it, and I think that really gave a lot of state legislators a problem because it looked like it was a tax increase. The comptroller, I watched their proceedings that day in one of the committees, and the comptroller testified that it was not a tax increase. This would not be a tax increase to 2, 3, and 4 years. But it looked like the fiscal note, of course, the comptroller's office didn't put the fiscal note on there. It was going to be a tax increase that really concerned, I think, some of our state legislators, and that's the reason I think it was put on hold. That law was put on hold during the year, and it was left there for right now. I think it'll come back next year, yes.
Let's just talk about it. What would a 1 or 2 year reappraisal do for Putnam County?
Well, I think this. I mean, you know, the counties around us, our last reappraisal in 21, we had an average increase of 35%. A lot of people saw more than that. I saw more than that. Mine was up 58%, I think, something like that. But, people around us we're seeing the counties around us in our mid-state area, their increase in value 60% because you get back to the market, whatever the market values are. That's state law. You have to do that. If you did a 2, 1, 2, 3, 4 year reappraisal, you're going to see a lot less increase. And that's over a 5-year period of that, say, 50% or whatever it is. But you're going to see a lot less 2, 3, and 4 year. You're going to see a lot less increase. If the economy turns down these houses, many people believe the house prices are going to go down. they talk about a correction.
Sure.
If they correct themselves, we're stuck with the 5 year. You would pay taxes on whatever your appraisal was for taxation, and if your fee appraiser could do one, it was much lower than, which would be unusual, than our value, then we were stuck with that. You'd be stuck paying taxes for that. So it would capture that too. It would capture a turn down the market. It would capture growth more. You would have this ratio. The ratio, again, you talked about in the last show about shifting burden. That ratio last year, I mean, the county's got to have money to run to provide services. The cities do too. So they got to have the money for those services they provide. So that shifts the burden. That ratio last year shifted the burden. And we, our largest group is residential taxpayers. So it shifts the burden most time. They get it shifted to them every time. Us, we own homes.
Right.
So we pay taxes. So this 2, 3, and 4 would get away from that ratio. I think it's more fair. I've started talking to some individuals out here. I talked to a guy that built houses yesterday, had some rental property. I'm, what do you think about this? He said, I think that's a much better idea than the way we're doing it. He said that 5 year increase that the last reappraisal, Steve, I saw was big. And he said, if I had 2 years of that, you know, where it'd be, instead of being 35%, it was 17, 18, or 15%, that's much more manageable. And that's the thing I've heard the last reappraisal. It's not my house or property is not worth that. It's like, hey, this is way too much increase at one time. It is over a five-year period, but I agree, it is a lot. And that's just not a good way of doing business to wait 5 years and try to catch all that growth in 1 year of 5 years of growth.
And some counties have six-year reappraisals.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know the exact number, but there are counties there in the are state counties. That there do 6 years.
Majority are like us. They have the five. There's probably 90% of the counties or more higher than that have the 5 year just like we do.
Yeah, and some have four and some have six. But right now, that's the only option unless a county petitions to do something different. That happened in Shelby County, and they were denied, right?
They were denied. But now the comptroller has said in open meetings that he will – he's on the State Board of Equalization. State Board of Equalization approves our reappraisal plans. Reappraisal plan is a huge deal. It's signed off on by the comptroller's office, signed off by the assessor, the chairman of the commission, the county mayor. And he says he will try to help in getting some of these shorter-term reappraisals. I think it's still available by law to be able to turn in a plan that is 2, 3, and 4. It just doesn't have the teeth if that law would have passed.
Right. That's good information. And we're going to talk more about this legislation when we come back here on Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I'm with Putnam County Assessor Property, Steve Pierce. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mr. Steve Pierce, the Assessor Property in Putnam County. I've second week in a row, Steve, you've been on with me. Thank you. It's just we didn't get done last week and had a lot more to discuss and wanted to get the information out there because we are in budget season. We are a year away from a reappraisal cycle for your office in Putnam County. Sure. And we were talking about that legislation that was introduced this past session. It halted. And as you said, you think it halted because maybe there was a fiscal note on it. Not sure why that happened because the comptroller actually testified and said it's not going to raise taxes for anybody.
Yeah,
but
right.
The legislation decided to put it on hold. Would that
right.
be the correct?
It's on. I mean, that's what the term is. I think it's on hold.
And so we're guessing it's going to come back up next session.
I would think
Why is it good? You talked about how the 2, 3, or 4 brings the shorter, it brings the reappraisal cycle down shorter. It's more real time, right? It's more real time appraisals.
Exactly.
And so it's the two advantages to me. It's more real time. You're not waiting. You're not sitting on a value for 5 years. And the reason it would be bad to sit on a value for 5 years is because, like you just said, your next reappraisal is in next year in 26.
That's right.
Let's say house prices stay high until then, mm-hmm. and then once you mm-hmm. get done. Mm-hmm. House prices go down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're on a 2 year reappraisal, you're not going to be paying high taxes on an appraisal that really isn't reality anymore because
right.
the economy went down,
right.
values went down, right?
Right. It captures growth in the market, either growth or it can capture a downfall in the market also sooner.
Yeah. And so it makes sense to you and I.
And
we're not being critical of anybody, but it makes sense of you and I. And we're not legislators. We don't have a vote.
Yeah.
But I imagine the discussions were very serious through committees. And I'm obviously in my position now, in my new career, I'm going to be a lot more involved in those things.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know Will Denami, the Assessors Association director, he and I are going to work through some things on legislation and try to make it. It's about the people, right, Steve?
Yeah.
It's about the people that live in our counties and our state, and it's how do we bring a quality of life to them that's better than what they're having. And nobody likes to pay for more taxes, but that's probably that's the cycle we get into to have more things. But reappraisal can help with the real-time values where you may not be paying as much in taxes as you were before and jumping up. So – we'll follow that legislation.
Yeah.
I think it will come back up again. But we'll follow that. Mm-hmm. And that will eliminate, if they go to a two-year reappraisal, it will eliminate that ratio analysis, right?
It would. It would eliminate that. And it, like you said, I mean, we lost probably some pennies on the tax rate last year. We had of growth. We would have realized that we didn't have it. Like we lost tax dollars, but we would have received that, and it would have helped in the tax increase last year.
Yeah.
Sure, if we hadn't had that ratio.
Yeah.
But it would help. It would eliminate that if we go to a two-year. It would totally eliminate unless these larger companies lobby to go to a one-year ratio study each year, which is, you know, possible. But
what would a one-year reappraisal look like for your office? What would that do for your office?
It would be very busy. It would be annually. After a while, I guess, and I don't know, Florida, some states around us do annual reappraisals.
Okay.
Which just keeps it real time. The market values stay with the market. Nobody would ever see, a lot of times you don't see a class or type of house in 1 year increase dramatically that would increase anybody's tax bill. That's the thing. I think it's more manageable if they have less of an increase, and you should see less of an increase, or you would correct up much sooner.
Right.
I mean, there are areas, one of the first reappraisals, we had an area in here in our county that kind of the land went down a little bit. The sales analysis showed it should go down some.
Right.
So we would have that sooner also. It's just about a more real-time, more accurate representation, and it doesn't shift burden to someone.
Yeah.
You know, if you're losing tax dollars, that burden shifted to, again, the residential taxpayers. And, you know, we work for every taxpayer there is in Putnam County, all the property owners. But that burden is because that is the greatest number of houses. Houses are the greatest number of properties we have here.
Sure.
That's the largest partial count is a residential homeowner partial count.
And if we want to talk about fairness, this is the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It really is. I mean, it could be, you know, I just don't want people to think it's a money grab. It's not, because I really think that you have less average increase. If you're at the average during reappraisal, if you're at the average increase, which was 35 last time, or below, you'll pay the same or less taxes. I just think that you just see less increase at all. The values will not go up, you know, 35, 40, 45%. If they went up, say they went up 18%, mm-hmm. say even 20%,
right.
That's not going to – it's much more manageable.
That's a good
– and that's the biggest thing I've heard from the public since I've been in office – during reappraisal times, this coming up will be my third one, is the amount of increase over that 5-year period has just been large.
Right. I love that perspective, more manageable. I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it is. For families, I mean, I tell our employees all the time, we are all about quality of life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what we do is about quality of life in our office. We don't want to take money out of families' pockets.
Sure.
Or business owners to be able to operate their business to make a profit and provide jobs. We want to be fair. We want them to do well. We want the homeowners to be able to manage their taxes and things. So it's all about quality of life. I said, you look at how you want to, people probably would think that's crazy. The assessor's office is worried about quality of life, but we are. I mean, we serve the citizens of our county, and that's what our job is. When we stop doing that, you know, we don't need to be in the office. We're not looking at it that way.
That's the oath you took, right?
That's an oath I took. When I ran for this job, that was my focus, was to help this county,
right.
You know, and make the assessor's office better. I always say at meetings, I always say, I'm trying to make the assessor's office great again. They always laugh at me, you know, get a good laugh out of that.
But, So let's talk about making things better in a way, Steve. Is there any other legislation you and your counterparts across the state, other assessors, will or other or trust or other officials, trustees, mayors, is there any other legislation y'all talked about that might benefit maybe the job you do or the citizens in the county? Is there anything? I'm putting you on the spot here. But just
others. Well, in fact, being the vice president of our association, I was the policy chair. So I chaired our committee that used on Friday mornings. We started out Friday and Monday mornings. We would have meetings, conference calls. All 95 assessors. We have had as much as 60 to 70 assessors on at one time, or their chief deputy or something. We've looked at all the bills that affect the people in our areas, well, in the state. Each one's concerned about their county, obviously,
right.
But we're working together collectively for this, you know, as a statewide look at bills. I mean, there's a lot of bills out there we'll vote as association to oppose or to support a bill if it's good for the citizens. And nothing I can think of. I mean, there's there's some out there I think would be have negative impact on what I feel like our county. Well, and we'll oppose those.
Yeah, and I definitely want to talk about that when we come back after break, because that's a big piece of legislation. But the importance of you all meeting, and that's something people I think maybe – and I hope my show has helped with this. There are associations for each elected officials, right?
That's right.
The mayors have their association, commissioners, county clerks, trustees, assessor properties, registered deeds, clerks of court. They all have their association statewide. Mm-hmm. They meet often either in person or over the phone or Zoom, however, and they discuss and they converse and have discussions about what's good for their county and what's good for the state.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, in this new role, I have learned that not everything that's good for this county may be good for another county.
Exactly.
And navigating through that is going to be one of the things I have to work through, right?
We have some very spirited conversations because a bill I think is good for our county that I like, someone else may be totally against, and they're very spirited on their response. Why?
Yeah.
And we have, and that's what I told them as a group this time. We had one that's really become a really spirited conversation, and I had to stop the group and say, look, you know, once we decide as association, we're a team.
Mm-hmm.
We're all together on the same page. It may be great for, I think this bill was just going to be a process that made it easy for us than a process. It wasn't going to affect the taxpayers here. It was just going to affect us and how we, our process in office.
Sure.
But I said, we're a team. And you know, if we vote to oppose it, then I'm on that team.
Right. So. Yeah, well, that makes sense. I'm with Steve Pierce, Assessor Property. We're talking about legislation, that process, and we're going to talk more about it here after this break on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Steve Pierce and I are having some good laughs off the mic. It's y'all don't need to hear all that. But we've been talking, Steve, about legislation, and again, you're with me 2 weeks in a row, which I appreciate because this is really good information for folks if they're curious about legislative process and how things happen. You were talking about how each elected official has their own association statewide, and they meet and they talk about legislation that would benefit them. But as we said before we left, not everything benefits all 95 counties. It may benefit Putnam, but not benefit, you know, Pickett or somewhere.
Right.
And you said we're a team, right?
That's
so we talk about it, we discuss, and basically, like anything else, majority wins, right?
Yeah, that's right. An association, that's right.
So,
although, I mean, if. Yeah, I mean, I would I do voice my opinion. If I think something's better for Putnam County, I'm going to say so. In the association, we vote. Of course, like I say again, I'm the chair of the policy committee this year, so I ran the meeting. Will is there, our director, providing information for us and background and maybe, you know, his thought process of should we support it, should we oppose it. But yeah, once we vote, it's a majority vote. And we put a status on there on each of those bills that affect taxation in Tennessee. Do we oppose or support, or is it neutral? We just want to watch the bill and see what it's doing.
Yeah. And so and part of being an elected official is that, right? Watching legislation.
Exactly. Here again, that's part of what we do for the people of this county, protect them. And here again, I say that, but it's about the residential owners here that seems like the burden has shifted them and seem like sometimes they get the disadvantaged part of this, and I always want to make sure that we take care of all taxpayers, obviously. But
yeah, in most counties, I would say that the elected officials, the county and city elected officials, communicate well with their legislators, right?
Yeah.
There's pretty much an open dialogue, right? Most part. I'm not saying it everywhere because I know certain cases it's not always that way.
Right.
But I think those two groups have to communicate to figure out how to improve their county and the state.
Sure,
Let's talk about a piece of legislation that was also introduced this year that you and I both agree it's not favorable.
I agree.
And it's called Proposition 13.
Yeah. I mean,
and so what is that legislation?
I mean, I don't know the whole thing about it. I think they tried to get away from that Proposition 13 because it's something come out of California. To me, it's one of the reasons people are moving from California right now. But Prop 13 would cap, well, I understand it, it would cap appraisals, we cap tax increases, which to me, if you do that, you know, talking to everybody, that's the reason California's had to come up with extra taxes. They've got a death tax. They've got a tax if you leave the state. I don't know what that's called, if it's move-out tax or something.
Right.
They're doing a sports athlete tax now. The professional athletes that live there, you're having to pay an additional unreal amount of your salary to that, which I know we're not concerned about necessarily here in Putnam County. I don't have any living here, but it increases. I mean, it looks for other revenue sources because I don't know how deep you're going to get in Prop 13, but Prop 13, to me, it's just my opinion. Somebody can enlighten me how it's better, but most of the time they pay a 1% or 2% of their value, their appraisal, they pay taxes on that. We pay 1% here. We don't pay 1% here in Putnam County. Our tax rate or our assessment level is not there. It'd be a tax increase for here for the 1% or 2% would be.
Right.
Now, it does if you have your house and you live in it for 20 years, you bought it 20 years ago, the value stays of whatever you pay for, it's what it is. If we bought it today, say it's $150,000, we bought it 20 years ago, let's say, probably lower than $150,000. Today, it would be a $500,000 house. I buy my house across the street from you. I pay taxes on my price I bought my house for, paid for my house, be $500,000 would be my tax amount. Well, my value that I pay taxes on. The other person across the street, the same house maybe, maybe both of them been remodeled, but you pay on the sale value. So they'd be paying $100,000. Provides inequity.
Right.
Not fairness in taxation. Right. I wouldn't think it's fairness in taxation by any means. And I think it creates other counties, cities start looking for other ways, impact fees and things like that we don't have here in Putnam County. They would have to start look at that to provide the services they provide.
Sure. Well, and as a commissioner,
yeah,
I have an opinion on this, yeah, obviously, but yeah, as a commissioner telling us that we are limited on what tax increase we can do could be detrimental to functions of the county, law enforcement, ambulance service, the everyday getting your tags renewed, paying your property, and those functions that we need to pay for, paying people to do. If you're telling me we can only raise taxes 2%,
mm-hmm,
that's a hard draw. That's because property tax revenue is the only revenue source the commission has complete control over.
That's it.
Everything else is subject to referendum. And I'm not sitting here saying we need to raise taxes every year. I don't like to raise taxes, but it's a necessity to function as a county. And for small counties, let's take a county's, Steve, our penny value says probably going to be around $232,000
now. A little over
$232,000, right? Yeah. That's six numbers.
Yeah.
You go to somewhere like Clay County,
uh-huh,
where their penny value is $12,000.
Wow.
And you say, well, you can only raise taxes 2%. They're not growing much at all, yeah, with that increase of 2% on 12,000 penny value. So they can't even pay their official salaries,
right,
increase that's mandated by state law. So it's one of those things where there's good and bad to it, just like everything. And it's something that I think this legislation is going to continue.
I think it'll come back too. I don't know where it's on hold or just kind of failed for lack of votes.
Yeah. I didn't get out of committee is what
that's
I
right
understand.
I think that is totally
and,
right.
And I think it'll come back because there's several that would like to see it. But they may be, and I don't want to speak for anybody, and I may not have all the information. I'm telling you what I know, and it's worth a discussion. But they may be behind the scenes and Nashville's talking about how they can revamp what this looks like in California and make, mm-hmm, it fit Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't want to put the burden on counties to not be able to provide services they need for their people.
Yeah, right.
And revenue is needed for those services. So, Steve, you've been a county commissioner. Is being a county commissioner hard?
It's not hard, but, it's very needed. It's a community service. What work they do, it is very vital. I think it's very involved. If you stay involved and you make good decisions and you're going to have to study – you're going to have to learn to study budgets if you don't already. You're going to have to learn, about the economy. You're going to have to be a forecaster some to help have a vision to make the votes you make. And I guess I say it's not hard, but it probably is. It's a lot of time involved.
It's work, right?
It's work. If you do your job and you talk to your constituents in your area, your district, and you vote, things they want you to vote for, you vote for those, or you try to help in those ways. I don't think it's hard, but I think it's a vital piece of our county, obviously, because it's how it provides the services. They vote on all of our budgets. They control our budgets of how much money each office, each department's given to be able to provide those services for the county.
Yeah, and Putnam County Commission has, in my time, done really well working with our officials and,
yeah,
department heads.
Yeah.
Not everybody's gotten what they wanted,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's feasible to everybody get what they want when they ask for it. But I know most instances, whatever's been requested by department heads and officials is, in their eyes, needed.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily a want, but a need. And,
yeah,
commissions have to weigh through that. I don't think it's hard. I think what is necessary is what you just said. You got to work at it.
Yeah.
but you got to be informed.
Exactly.
The only thing I ask of any county commissioner that serves any county in the state or anywhere is to be informed.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with me. We don't have to agree. Exactly. I'm not going to hold it against you.
Right.
Somebody may not vote for me for something. They may not vote for me for chairman. That's fine. That is their right. I'm not going to be mad. Yeah. It's not a vendetta. I just ask that you be informed before you
cast a vote.
Cast a vote and carry a torch for something you're strong about. Give me a reason why you're strong about it, right? And so being a county commissioner is work. It's dedication. It's selfless.
Yeah,
you got to be selfless, not selfish, but selfless.
Better be a little thick skin.
And thick skin. That's exactly right, because I have received many directives of words that are not pleasant, I'll say, during my time. But I don't let that discourage me from serving. Serving is a pleasure. It's an honor.
It is. I agree.
So how long were you a commissioner?
I was 4 years.
4 years.
I was actually going to be on the ballot again for commissioner for my second term. If the assessor's office hadn't opened up when it did, I opened up and I obviously ran for it instead of running for commissioner.
I feel like your group of commissioners from 2010 to 14 were starting the trend of being more progressive. Not only progressive is the word, but more active.
Yeah, I think so.
More proactive instead of reactive, and that continued over to the group that I started with in 14, and we have been more proactive, I think, reactive. I just ask that commissioners be informed. County government can be hard. The restrictions on certain laws, the inability to control certain revenue sources can limit your ability to provide services, you know? And so being in county government's not easy.
Right.
And the one thing – I'm on my soapbox. I'm sorry, folks. The one thing that I would like to tell people that consider running, I hope you do want to serve, is make sure you understand you are not the boss of the world. And there are things you probably think you can do before you get in there, and then you learn, oh, there's a maintenance of effort for this office. Yeah. We can't cut their budget, or we can't line out on the school budget because the law says we can't. And you may be frustrated with a budget item in the school's budget, and you say, well, I'm not going to vote for it unless you change the salary for somebody. Yeah. Well, you can't do that.
Right.
No. It's a yes or no vote for the school budget.
That's right.
And so people may not understand that.
I don't. I mean, there's like any county government office, like our office or the county commission, you've got laws, procedures you have to follow. And some people think sometimes in our office that we can just raise or lower values. I've had that, like, hey, somebody mine's about $50,000 too high. Can you lower that? No, we can't lower that. I mean, we got to have, some evidence why we lowered it. It's got to be procedurally correct that we do that. It's got to be fit within the law. And same way, I've been a county commissioner. I think some votes for the county commissioners are hard when you've got a whole group. They fill the courtroom up with a whole group. I've been involved in that. The first school votes on those, probably the upper and middle in the Monterey High School. The first year we voted not to fund that this year. We voted the second year to fund it. I just have my reasoning. I think, and I'm all for all the high schools and all the schools and all the areas we have, but I just think that probably wasn't a great plan the first year that we voted on it.
Yeah.
We had met with architects. I think there could have been some engineering to get some cost, not necessarily and get the same type school, but engineer into some savings.
Yeah.
And actually the architects agreed with me.
Oh yeah.
And they said that. And so, there's tough votes when you think something's needed and you really want to vote for it, but you just don't feel like you can do it right then because maybe not the right plan is in place or maybe it's not the time for it. You listen to your constituents in your area, that each district and what they think you should do. I did a lot of that. I tried to create a chain of emails where, I could email out a subject and I could have some people that I felt like could reply and people that influence or be influenced to talk to, groups of people and be able to help me like, hey, this is what we're thinking as a group in your district. We think we'd like to see this. We'd like to see you vote against this or for this.
Yeah. Steve, thank you for your time. I appreciate you being here. We've had a good
thank
two
you.
Weeks. Steve Pierce, Property Session, Putnam County. Remember, folks, a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Be kind to one another. See you next week.